Get your brackets ready because the first round of March Madness officially tips off today, at least on the men's side of things. Four Wisconsin teams, both men's and women's combined, are headed to the big dance. The Marquette Golden Eagles and Wisconsin Badgers men's teams will head to the tournament, as well as Marquette and UW Green Bay on the women's side of things. Joining us now to discuss is J.R. Radcliffe, a reporter covering the tournament at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. J.R., thanks for joining us.
Hey, absolutely. Happy to be here.
All right, let's start with the team that probably has the best chance to raise a championship banner this year. That would be the Marquette's men's team. However, they have had a lot of injuries as of late. What is it this team needs to do to make a deep run in the tournament this year?
I mean, I think you said it with the injury. It's whether or not Tyler Kolek is fully healthy. Pretty serious oblique injury that's held him out since late February. He hasn't played at all in the month of March. They were extra cautious, and now it's just a matter of seeing how strong he's going to be. So if he's healthy, they have as good a chance as anybody. I mean, a number two seed is pretty highly regarded. I think Marquette has a good chance to get to the second weekend at the very least, and then maybe beyond that.
All right, let's talk about a team now that if you asked me a few months ago, I would have said, you know, they definitely could be competing for a title. Maybe 1 month ago, I would have said absolutely not. And then after the Big Ten tournament, who knows what's going on with the Badgers men's team right now. They got a tough draw against James Madison. So how do they match up against them? What do the Badgers have to do to keep this momentum going?
Yeah, total roller coaster. You know, James Madison isn't a huge team. They don't have a ton of size. They're not a team that has a very difficult schedule. Their record is exceptional. One of the rare teams with 30 wins, you know, that getting into the NCAA tournament, that's pretty eye-popping. And a lot of people are picking that as an upset pick. I would say that outside of a game against Michigan State really early in the season, and this isn't James Madison's fault, but they just haven't played anybody to the level that Wisconsin has played. Wisconsin is truly tested over the course of the season, and James Madison upset Michigan State. So I think Wisconsin looks at that and has to still think of themselves as, you know, the better team. They're proven. They've beaten a ton of great teams this season. I am not as worried, I guess, as other people seem to be thinking that this is such a popular upset pick. I do think Wisconsin has turned a corner, and I do think they're going to show pretty well in this first round game.
Let's hope so. Let's move on to the women's tournament. Marquette ended up getting a 10 seed, but they've got a tough draw. They have to play Ole Miss. What has Marquette done well to get to the tournament, and what do they need to do to get past Ole Miss?
They've been a solid tournament level team most of the season. They have a player named Liza Carlin, who took a massive step forward this year to become a first team All Big East performer. She's averaging more than 17 points per game, but they're definitely the underdog here. Ole Miss has beat the number one seed last year in the tournament. They're certainly a confident team, and they're going to be favored to win. But you never know. This is the time of year when these sorts of things happen, and Marquette can play knowing there aren't many expectations here. Just go out, play, and maybe you pull an upset.
Another team from Wisconsin who got a tough draw in the women's tournament would be UW Green Bay. They got to play Tennessee. How do they match up against Green Bay, and how does UW Green Bay get out of this thing alive?
UW Green Bay is what it always is. It's a ton of kids from the state of Wisconsin. Nobody has scored more than like 13 points a game. Great defense, great all-around team. They consistently figure a way out to make this work for them. This is their first tournament since 2018. They've built a little bit of a mini empire over the years in Wisconsin. And, you know, they have some history of getting into the second round. It would be a surprise if they beat Tennessee, but I don't know if it would be as shocking to me, even though they're the lower seed than Marquette. I think UWGB has this in them, and they had a tremendous showing in their Horizon League final, beating a higher seeded Cleveland State team to get to this point. So they're playing some pretty good basketball right now. They're led by Natalie McNeil, who played at Germantown High School. People may remember her. I'm feeling okay about UWGB, and it would certainly open people's eyes if Tennessee lost in the first round.
Final question for you, JR. Which of these four teams have a chance to make the Sweet 16, maybe a little bit more of a run?
The easy answer, of course, is the Marquette men. They have, I think, a favorable draw. They are hungry. They're just loaded with talent. If everybody's healthy, like, this is a deeply talented team. I haven't even said the name Cameron Jones. He's their leading scorer. He's excellent, a potential NBA player down the line as well. So they've got three bona fide NBA caliber players on this team. You can't say that about a lot of Marquette teams. That's a pretty high level talent. There's so much chaos, though, in the men's tournament. I mean, we've had 7 seeds, 8 seeds, 9 seeds getting through to the final stages. It's very difficult to predict, but I would certainly, I would put my money on Marquette if I'm putting my money on anyone.
Four teams from Wisconsin in the men's and women's NCAA March Madness tournaments. J.R. Radcliffe covering it for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.